I can handle anything, and yes, this bad thing happened to me, but I can handle it. Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to make bold moves in order to live a meaningful, fulfilled, purpose-driven life. In each podcast episode, I'll share courageous stories, plus give insight on how to live well and be bold so you can become better than you were yesterday. Hello, welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I'm your host, Carla Gregg. I'm a student of life, and I'm also a personal brand strategist who helps you dig deep into your story so you can build a courageous brand. And I am all about courage and boldness and just being yourself, embracing who you are, your individuality. So I'm super excited about this podcast episode because it is about embracing your individuality in the sense of ego. Maybe some people are like, hey, you know, me being myself and is just being narcissistic and rude. That's who I am, right? And if that's the case, I never want to hang out with you. So when we think of ego, right, a lot of people think of it as a negative way. And I definitely did up until I listened to my favorite podcast besides Live Well, Be Bold, which is called New Mindset, Who Dis? By Case Kenny, which I'm actually super excited about because I asked him via the DMs if he'd be interested in being a part of my podcast, and he said yes. So that's definitely on one of my goals in 2021 to make my episodes really amazing and just show that I'm putting effort into them, that I'm staying consistent. And when I prove myself, although he already said yes, then I'll bring him on. But I really am doing this for myself. It's that ego of, Carla, you can do this, and you have to be consistent. And until you're consistent, then you can invite your first guest onto the podcast, and they'll be excited because they'll know that, you know, you're going to keep going, right? A lot of the guests who have been on my podcast actually are very they just want to help me, right? And so if Oprah came on my podcast and she said, hey, Carla, I'm going to be on your podcast, but you have to keep going, and I don't keep going, ooh, that's going to ruin my ego. I'm just going to be like, oh man, God, you know, like I'm so not consistent, and it's not going to be good for my confidence. So I do want to talk about ego in this podcast, right? Because a lot of the times, like I said, people think of being ego. If you're an egomaniac, you're somebody who brags, you're narcissistic, you're all the things, or like all the negative things. But something that Case said in his podcast, New Mindset, Who Dis, that really just struck me was that ego for him is the strive to try to be better, like because he just simply cares. And caring is cool, he said. He wants to be the one who cares and empathizes for himself and others. And so when you have an ego of, I need to be a better person so I can help others, and when I am not that, that's really like, it's going to ruin my ego, right? And I need to be at the highest of moral standards or whatever, right? So when we talk about ego being a good thing in this case, it's more of a, I can handle anything. It's not the kind of ego that you're defensive or you're like, I'm better than another person and I don't want to show vulnerability because I'm tough. Like, ugh, you know, it's that just healthy side of an ego. So I can handle anything, and yes, this bad thing happened to me, but I can handle it. And that's a strong ego, right? You're like, I can handle anything. I find solutions. Hey, like, I'm cool. I got this. Like, that's a pretty confident ego to have. And it's really about just saying, who cares what other people think of me and what I'm doing, right? I'm leading with a positive ego because I have a vision, because I have moral values, because I have a purpose. And yeah, I don't want my ego to be crushed, and because I have the confidence to just be myself, right, and let go of imposter syndrome. And so Case in his podcast talks about this positive side of ego, so letting go of imposter syndrome, which is something that a lot of the people that I work with struggle with, and being able to express yourself and share your truth and be myself. Like, you know, saying like, oh, I don't care what other people think about me, not in a, like, I'm in a destructive way, but in a way of saying, you know what, I'm going to post that sexy selfie, or I'm going to post tons of selfies of me just being goofy, or I'm going to make TikTok videos and dance, or I want to be a host, a TV host, and yeah, I'm going to get my own TV show, or I am going to be the number one podcast. I'm going to write a book. I am going to do that. Why? Because I'm amazing. Wow. Did you guys hear that? I think those were fireworks or either a gunshot. So if you heard in that in the back, I'm okay, but it was kind of scary. Going back to the podcast, it's that confidence ego, right? Like, I can do this and nothing is going to hold me back, not even what people think of me. And that's okay. Like, I want to start a business, cool. And so examples of just a good ego or a positive ego, or not, I guess not a positive ego, but I know for the longest time I was just like, I deserve a kind guy. I deserve someone who respects me. But not just that, I deserve somebody who's funny and active and is successful. And then slowly my ego started going down because I was like, wait, do I deserve that? Like, I'm not exactly where I want to be. I don't have everything I want. So I started not valuing myself. Like, I don't know. It just, I felt like it became detrimental because I downplayed my value and like my ego wasn't really strong, right? It was this like lack of self-confidence in a way, until I was like, no, I am worthy. I'm funny enough. I'm cool enough. I'm vivacious. I'm bodacious. I had to say that. It was funny. You know, like, I am enough and like I am worthy of love. I am worthy of having like a great career, a great partner in life. I'm worthy of just everything that I want in my life. Like, I can have it, you know? And so to have that positive ego that will give you confidence so you can help other people, like, that is powerful. And so, of course, when you let's not think about ego the douchebag way, right? Because that's like being egotistical, and being like, I just being rude, right? So it is not being egotistical to know you're good at what you do and that you're confident and you're just like, I'm the best, right? And so when you start lacking humility and you don't accept advice or words of wisdom or open discussion to like with someone, you're just like, nope, I'm right, you're wrong, bye, like, I'm better. Like, that's when it becomes a problem, right? That kind of ego is worth criticizing and stepping back and asking yourself, okay, why am I being defensive? And why am I lacking humility? Like, this person's literally just trying to share something with me. Like, when you realize like, oh man, why is the bad side of my ego coming out and how can I fix it? You know? Because if you also lose the positive side of your ego, right, the side that like wants to become better than they were yesterday so they can help other people, like, that's going to be equally detrimental. So you could be basically, like I said, downplaying your value. So I know for me, I would downplay a lot of what I did in my career in the beginning. And it got me to have a slow start in my career where I was making $11 or maybe like $12 for the 4 years after college, because I was like, I need to be an assistant to work myself up in the ladder because I work in Hollywood and like people are like, I'm just not worth it because I'm an assistant. So like, I can't do this because I don't have the skills because I'm an assistant. And then it kind of followed me on my YouTube channel. Like, I know I have a lot of talents, but like, I'm not really a host. So I can't really promote my YouTube series to these networks because like I don't have the experience and I just like I don't feel like I have enough value to offer yet. And so it kind of became this like, girl, where's your ego? Like, we need your ego. You know? So the action that I want you guys to take in this podcast is just to like tell yourself, I can do anything and I have the capabilities and I can handle anything and like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to find the solutions and I'm going to be like, this is who I am. It's my healthy ego, but don't worry. I'm so confident in who I am that I can even help you. I could be in a good place to help other people, right? So I don't know. Anyways, if you guys want to hear this podcast, the New Mindset Who Dis podcast, Kenny just really breaks it down. And it just got me thinking about, you know, how when you lose that positive side of your ego, you lose your confidence, you know? So check him out. He's literally one of my favorite podcast hosts. He actually, funny thing, if it wasn't for listening to his podcast episodes during the shutdown, during COVID, during 2020, I wouldn't have had the confidence, because I had lost a little bit of confidence in the dating world, just like not getting the right guys. And it really helped me to find my confidence again, to know that I'm worthy, that I have value, that I am an A plus hot tamale. And it led me to a very healthy relationship. It's a new relationship, but there are no red flags. So that's exciting. And actually, Case has a episode about the green flags and the red flags. He has this book called Single is Your Superpower. So anyways, I feel like I'm promoting his podcast a lot on this episode, but he inspired me to do this episode, and I just wanted to shout him out and give him some love. So go check out his podcast. If you guys want to connect with me on Instagram, you could go to @CarlaGregg or @LiveWellBeBold. So I'll leave that in the description. Go check out New Mindset Who Dis as well. And this has not been sponsored by New Mindset Who Dis. Anyways, I will talk to you later. Have a great day. Oh, 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 oh,